Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. If this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you are considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests will provide you with advice on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in the entertainment industry. And our guests include Emmy, Grammy, Tony winners, reality stars, producers, directors, actors, singers, casting directors, talent managers, screenwriters, novelists, and the list goes on. And on and on and on. If they are working professionally in show business, we are going to have them on the show to give you entertainment career advice. And we make sure that our guests are at various stages of their careers, from professional to beginner. So that means you will definitely have someone on the show who will be able to help you with your show business career questions. Now, you can listen to any of our past shows by going to our archive page of the LA Talk Radio website. That's latalkradio.com. And you just go channel one to the link, and there's a drop down box. Click Question Reality, and that takes you directly to our page. And our shows are also available to listen or download on iTunes under the podcast section and on Stitcher.com. So just go to those websites and type Question Reality Radio. And if you want to find out about our future guests, as you know, our show has been on for 8 years, and we are booked 6 months to a year in advance. So do not be discouraged, though. We are booking for the new season, so you can go to the official website, which is questionrealityradioshow.com. That's a totally different website, questionrealityradioshow.com, and you can submit to be on the show. And I also encourage you to download our free app for your Android or iPhone. We just got a really cool, super redesigned app, and it is exciting, and you can find out about all the other shows. And you can get little push notifications when I'm on and who's on. Like, we had Charlie Coons on last week from CSI Cyber, very exciting guest. We just had Narada Michael Walden, who is the producer for Whitney Houston and George Michael and Aretha Franklin and Mariah Carey. So we got very exciting people on the show. And the excitement continues today because we have three super exciting people on the show. And they are, in no particular order, just happened to be sitting to my left, the one, the only, sexy, sultry, musty musk man, Jim Beaver! Woo! Yes! Wow! He got applause! Now we have to give applause to everybody. You know Jim from, who doesn't know Jim? You know him from, you may know him from Supernatural. He's also in the new film, which I am dying to see, Crimson Peak. So, very exciting. We also have the gorgeous redhead, Red Riding Hood, Julie McNiven! Woo! Yeah! Little sexy thing. If I were a man, I'd bend her over. She's hot. She's hot. She is from Mad Men, Desperate Housewives, and the list goes on and on. We'll find out about more of her credits. And we got another little cutie patootie here with us today with these rocking the little hairdo. He's trying to, I like that little hairdo. He's young. He's new in town. He's getting all embarrassed. He's young. He's new in town. And he, listen for this name, Joey Adams. Yes. Joey Adams. Yes. Why does that sound like a baseball crowd? I think we need a new sound bite for sure. But he is the writer, and correct me if I get anything wrong. Had a couple of wild turkeys before I did my research, but you are the writer of the new exciting project, Internity, correct?
I am, yes.
He is. Yes. And we are going to talk to them, I guess, in the order in which I just announced them, but we are going to find out about this wonderful project. But I'd love for you to go right now to the website. It is internitytv.com, internitytv.com. And we need your coins. We need you to pull out the food stamps, cash them in. We need some money, honey. That is why we're on the show today. We want your cash. I'm just going to be right up. There's just no fluffing it around. We need your money, so you don't need to pay a damn $5 for a Starbucks coffee. Now, come on. Joey needs your money. Jim doesn't need your money, but he'd like you to give Joey your money. So go to the page, and there is a little cute little pink pig down in the right-hand side. Click on that little pig, and that's going to take you to his Indiegogo page. And we are fighting. I'm ready to walk Sunset Boulevard to help this man get some money. And yes, chubby chasers, beware. I'm coming. The hot thing. My milkshake still brings all the boys to the yard, so I will do what it takes to bring some money to Joey. Go to internitytv.com right now. Now, we are going to be discussing, as I said, this new project, Internity, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about what it's about, but I'm going to let the guests fill in their characters. But basically, this is a show about a messy divorce. So this woman, Camila, Lord, I can't see with my glass. Let me take them off. Okay, so after surviving a messy divorce, Camila Shivari, oh, I like that. That sounds like a sexy cologne, played by Marina Sirtis. Now, everybody knows her. She was Counselor Deanna Troi from Star Trek, The Next Generation. She returns to medical school at 50 years old to pursue her dream of becoming a doctor. And as if being single, middle-aged, and a first-year intern with two kids in college wasn't enough, Dr. Shivari learns her new boss, man-child Dr. Nate, who's little Joey Adams over there. He's only a few years older than her son, and you're thinking, oh, great. So let the funny begin. We can see this storyline has lots of possibilities for funny, and this show is funny, I'm telling you. When you go to internitytv.com, there is a trailer. I'm not sure if it's on the actual website, Joey, but it's on the Indiegogo website. So you got to go there. He made a funny damn trailer. I love that part where craft services, they only get a damn bottle of water and a candy bar. Love that. Love it. So again, Indiegogo.com. You can go there and type in Internity. It's on Facebook, Eternity, Internity TV, Twitter, Eternity TV Show, and it's also on YouTube and IMDb. Now, some of the questions you don't want to even move from listening to the show, because actors, these are some of the questions that Jim, Julie, and Joey. Oh, the triple J's. Jim, Julie, and Joey. I like that. See, that was meant for money. That's like a money. I feel money. I hear money when I hear that name. So we're going to ask questions in no particular order, whoever wants to answer them. What preparation does it take to make a seamless transition? Oh, I think that's a question I wrote for Joey. What we're going to ask him, what preparation does it take to make a seamless transition from a Broadway actor to a film and television actor? We're going to ask him what the pros and cons are of being a theater actor. We're going to ask, what training would you suggest to add to your skill set to be prepared for the transition of theater actor to film actor and television actor? And what advice would you give to anyone who wants to be a professional actor? I think we'll throw that at Jim or Julie. And what characteristic traits and training separates the struggling actor from the actor that books work consistently? And lastly, I always love to ask the stars these questions. What is the best and worst piece of advice you received in reference to pursuing a career as an actor? Everybody hears the best advice. I want to hear the worst advice. That's where I get interested. So those are the questions that are going to be answered don't know when, so you're just going to have to keep listening. So let's start with this sexy man to my left, rocking his little beard. He's looking around right now. He's like, where the hell is this sexy man she speaks of? Again, Jim, thank you so much for being on the show. We had you on the show a couple years ago when you were promoting Bobby Singer. Woo! We need applause. Damn, Albert, we wanted applause for Bobby. We wanted applause. Okay, yay! Bobby Singer on Supernatural. And as I was saying earlier, thank you. Jim gets a gong. Oh, yeah, Joey, you're in charge of gongs and applause now. I was telling you earlier how when you were on the show, I was trying to convince you to snip off a piece of Jensen Ackles' hair in his trailer while he slept. Have not gotten the hair yet, but I am waiting. I am waiting.
That's actually a perk we're offering on our Indiegogo page.
Just saying.
If you give enough money to
there's only
get the
one,
show
but
produced, then right. we will.
It's going to cost, but.
Right. Hey. That would we should have thought about that. That would have gotten some money.
I mean, I haven't seen him in like 4 years, but I don't think that would freak him out too much.
No, I don't think he could give up some hair. I know he's rocking that strong hairline. No topics in his future.
Well, I told him I needed some, and he said to wait until it falls out.
No, he'll still look good even when it's falling out. That man is just—he's a god. He is just one of the most beautiful men in the world. Now, you brought, where is, Jim is laughing. He really is. He's stunning. He's like a god. He's so chiseled. Oh boy. Okay. Whew, it's hot. All right. So you brought your daughter today, Madeline Rose, with you. Mm-hmm. Now, she just had a birthday, right? What did you guys do to celebrate? Jim's like, did she? Damn, I missed it. Well, you know what? I get my information
ago.
From Wikipedia, and it says October 11th.
No, that's me.
Oh, wow!
Jim,
all right,
what did
so
you do for your birthday? What did you do when your daughter?
For your birthday either.
Jim's terrible with birthdays. No.
So, Julie, you just had a birthday. What did you do? Let's just switch real quick.
What did I do? I don't know. I'm like really tired all the time. I have a 10-month-old, so
yes.
I think it was like, oh, it's 6:30. It's time for him to go to bed and scene.
I saw the photo on your Facebook page of you and your husband mm-hmm. and your daughter. Is it daughter,
son.
Right?
Son.
Oh, it's so pretty. He's so pretty. You know, when they're really pretty,
he
they
is,
look like
he
girls.
Is very pretty.
Gorgeous, gorgeous child. Now
we can sell some of his hair.
I know. We might have to.
You know,
but your hair.
Money, I might clip off a little
That's
bit of
right.
hair for you.
She is.
Just don't do any weird spells or, you know.
You never know. Never know.
No demon conjuring.
You
no,
never
no.
know what they're going to. Jensen and Jared would probably be more into that, conjuring that up.
I'll next time I see them, I'll be like, here's
yes.
some of my son's hair. I
yes.
thought you might want it.
Yeah. They need it for the show.
You need it.
Whatever.
Upcoming.
Now,
let's
use it more than they can.
Yes, we do need it. Now, let's talk, Jim, about your character, Carter Cushing, in the new film, Crimson Creek. It looks super scary and thrilling. From what I saw, great costumes, makeup, and really cool special effects that I haven't seen before, at least from the trailer. And I want to know, who is your character, Carter Cushing, in Crimson Peak?
Carter Cushing is a wealthy businessman in Buffalo, New York, in 1901. And he's the father of a young woman named Edith Cushing, who is at the center of a lot of spooky goings on in the movie.
Mm.
Is that vague enough?
That's good. I like that. I like that.
Dun,
so
dun, dun.
What did you, when does it, first of all, isn't it coming out in theaters?
Yeah, it soon? Opened Friday.
Oh, Friday. Yeah. Oh, the 16th. That's right. And is this your first feature film?
Oh, God, no. This is about my 44th.
What are some, I know you probably can't remember all 44, but what are some ones that were memorable that you really loved it because of the role you did?
Well, Sister Act is probably the biggest hit I was ever in.
Whoopee. I think I need to rewatch that.
Whoopee. Yeah. Which one? The first one?
Or
first one.
The first one.
The first one. The first one.
Okay.
I love that one.
Yeah.
We're
going to
revisit it.
And
what was your character in?
I was one of the cops who put Whoopee in the convent.
Oh.
For those of you who've seen the movie. That's meaningless.
What a good reason to go see it right now.
Yes, and we're going to revisit that. Now, I understand that you studied acting with Clyde Ventura and Maximilian Schell. Is that correct? Now, remember, I'm getting it from Wikipedia. So, yeah. Maximilian Schell, I got to tell you real quick. He was one of the producers on, I did at the LA Opera, I was a character in Der Rosenkavalier. Mm-hmm. And it was a period piece. And of course, that I'm fluffy. Everybody knows I'm fluffy. So they put my fluffy ass in this big period piece with the, you know, the 18th century or, and I had a wig and a mask and they had all these kids. So Maximilian Schell and Gary Marshall, or a marshal, one of the marshals who was a producer, was at the bottom of the stage, and it was my turn to go in, and the kids had to rush by me, and they rushed by me, and they knocked my ass on the stage. I rolled down the stage, you know how it's leveled, rolled down the stage, and ended up in front of Maximilian Schell and Gary Marshall, and he's like, I think we'll take lunch now. It was cool! And I thought, isn't that a shame? Isn't that a shame? Have you ever had anything happen when you were on the set that you were like, oh,
that's
damn.
All that ever happens to me.
Oh, is
he often falls on his ass.
I go to work, I fall down, I go home.
That's, and you get paid for it.
Yeah.
What about you, Julie? Anything happen that you memorable that you're like, damn, that was embarrassing?
I don't get embarrassed very easily.
Okay.
So if things have happened to me where other people would be like, wow, she must be really embarrassed, I'm probably laughing.
Okay. And what about you, Joey? Anything? Like, you did theater. You know that is dangerous because it's live.
Yeah. I had a concussion once at the end of the set change at the end of the first act of a show. I was knocked unconscious and had to keep going for the second
wow.
act. But it
what?
Was like 10 minutes to recover.
Theater's so demanding.
The show must go on.
You know you're an actor if you can work through a damn concussion.
Exactly.
My God. Now, Jim, I have to bring this up. Again, Wikipedia. I mean, no. IMDb. Okay, so Jim, as if he isn't impressive enough when you watch him act. Okay, so here's what I read. Your family name was originally Beauvoir, and you changed it to Bieber, not knowing that Justin would be coming along to make the name all holy for those under 12 in a short time. And Bieber is a distant cousin of author and philosopher Simone de Beauvoir and Pennsylvania Governor General James A. Bieber, and your mother is Scotch German Cherokee and a descendant of Senator, Governor, and three-time U.S. Attorney General John J. Crittenden, in turn, a first cousin twice removed of Thomas Jefferson at your, maybe that's your wife, your first wife. Somebody was twice removed of Thomas Jefferson and whose wife was a third cousin of Robert E. Lee's father and of Zachary Taylor. When do the laurels and accolades end, Jim? Is this true,
pretty much,
first
with
of all?
Me.
Okay. That's it. Yep. What is the history books going to write about Jim Bieber? You have got something to live up to.
Yeah. Well, I didn't change my name. Somebody changed it about 400 years ago.
Okay.
I ended up with Beaver when the family name was de Beauvoir a long time ago.
What happened to Bieber? Why did that die out? Are you related to Justin Bieber?
We're probably distant cousins.
Bieber, isn't it Bieber?
It's B-I-E Bieber. B-I-E-B-E-R.
Right, Bieber, right?
But
yeah, they changed it.
My family name was originally
de
Beauvoir. The family ended up in Germany where the name changed to Bieber.
Right. Oh,
and
I see.
And then when they immigrated to America, some of the family kept Bieber and went mainly north to Canada.
So you're probably related to Justin.
We're probably related about 400 years ago.
And that explains why Jim has so many screaming fans.
So if you're a fan of Justin Bieber, then please give us
everything. It's confusion.
Now we want definitely some of his
maybe
hair. I don't know.
We
might not be able to.
We know.
We might not be able to sell Justin's hair at this point. So forget that.
Well, I'm a disbeliever.
I like it. Now let's talk about Internity. How did you get involved with the Internity project?
Well, if you saw the little video, you know that Joey is fully capable of holding me at gunpoint. So.
Yes, we saw.
There's a video out there. It's called Super Unnatural, starring Jim Beaver. If you haven't seen it, you should.
Yes.
Explains everything.
Google it now.
The truth is, he reached out to me and showed me the script, and I read it, and I thought, well, this is good and funny and strong, and it's a good part for me. And I said, sure, if you can make this thing happen, it sounds like something I'd like to be part of.
Now, who is your character, and what do you feel is his strongest contribution or strength?
Well, this one, we have to preface this.
Jim, I can tell, loves my questions. That's why
Jim
he came back a second time. Well, he knows who his character
Jim,
is.
But Jim had to sign a blood oath that he wouldn't tell anyone because we're trying to keep it a secret
so the
viewers have a little surprise.
Got it. Okay, did not know that. You are excused from that question.
He can spill, I'm sure. It's
my name's
crafty.
Andrew.
And there you have it. There we
his
go.
His name is... Now, can we ask, is he a recurring? Is he on there? Or is he
would
a recurring
be a series
or
regular,
cameo?
If we make the show.
Series regular. Okay.
When we make it.
That's enough for me.
When we make it.
Anytime. Jim's on something. Julie. That's it.
I can say that I'm one of the few characters on the show who's not one of the doctors. Right?
Well, you kind of just did. So. This is
why.
I like how you got that in there. Yeah, it could change.
Well, she
goes
to medical school also, just like Marina's character. No,
okay.
It's not.
Okay, so there you go. There's an incentive to watch because we want to know what happens to Jim. Now, Jim, I feel that you're so cool for so many reasons, as most people do. But this reason that I wrote down being that you're open to being part of a project that is being funded by a crowdfunding campaign. I read your reasoning from one of the interviews you did. So would you just briefly share your thoughts on your statement of crowdfunding being an internet phenomenon and why it's a great way for independent filmmakers to go that route to fund a project? Because a lot of people scoff at it, Jim. They snub their little nose at it and not nice.
I think they're wrong.
Yes.
The fact is it's always been an enormously expensive process to make a new movie or a new show. And because it's always been so expensive, the studios, they're very, very, very picky, and they give lots and lots of notes. And they're always trying to find the way to do it cheaper and to bring in more money. And a lot of times the people making those analyses are...
I call them the suits.
The suits. Mm-hmm. They're people who have terrific degrees in business administration and maybe not so much in the artistic creative life. With the fairly recent technological changes that allow beginning people to afford a camera that can put out really crystal clear, broadcast-worthy images. Combining that with this new crowdfunding phenomenon, it allows people who don't have a network or a studio behind them to create projects that they can then present to the networks of the studios and do so at a fraction of the cost of a decade or so ago. And I think also one of the most important things about the crowdfunding aspect is that it allows people from all walks of life to get in on the ground floor and sort of be part of the production by, if it's just contributing a buck or two, to feel like they've got something to do with this and as a community come together and create something that wouldn't otherwise exist.
Right. And one of the things that Joey's done, as many other crowdfunding people who are trying to raise money, they offer what's called, for those of you who are not familiar with the campaign and want to be a part today, what you get for your little donation is what Jim said, your involvement, you're part of the process. It's the pride in knowing that you're making it happen. But also, what's fun for most of us is the donation perks. And this film has some wonderful donation perks. Joey, can you just tell us just a couple donation perks?
Hair.
We have Jared.
We might have Julie's hair.
Yes, Julie.
Jim, we're going to take his last strands before he leaves.
We have some beard hair from Jim.
Beard hair. Yes. He's full of beard hair.
Yes. Jim is a licensed masseur. I'm not sure if anyone else knows that. We do have some great perks. We have some merchandise. We have t-shirts. We have water bottles. We have digital downloads, DVDs, all sorts of good things. Magnets.
Like Skype or chats.
Exactly.
With cast,
chats with the cast. You could be in the show. Yep. You could act alongside all your favorite actors.
And I will say, like, the perks don't end there because just from my experience becoming involved, we listen to the fans through Twitter, at least
right
now. That's the best way to communicate. I wasn't a part of this project until a Supernatural fan tweeted that I should be a part of it, and then I was like, sure, if Jim's involved, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And then I'm involved. So, you know, it's... I think because it's a crowdfunding project, the communication doesn't end once we get the money.
Yeah.
That communication on Twitter especially will continue.
This is a great point. You're very much in a part of the process on the ground floor.
The thing that's a huge difference here is that it used to be, and in a lot of cases still is, a studio or somebody with a lot of money giving all the money to make something happen. But with crowdfunding, it allows a lot of people to give a tiny bit of money,
right,
and for it all to pile up into the same giant pile necessary to make a show.
Exactly. We're not asking anyone to sort of, you know, sign the deed to their house over to us. We're asking
if you feel like it, feel
free.
Yeah.
Please, if Steven Spielberg is listening and wants to swoop in and give us $100,000, we will take that check. But... you know, we're asking people to skip a latte at Starbucks or a burger at Carl's Jr. or something like that and be a part of something that, you know, I think the show could really go far. We have a really great cast. I think, you know, there are a lot of crowdfunding shows out there. I don't think there are very many with the kind of pedigree that we have. So I hope people will see that and know that this is something that they should
mention the kind of script we have.
Yes.
I'm going to brag on Joy here because it's a terrific script.
Yeah.
And it's funny and it's dramatic and it's charming and it's weird. And all of those things are, you know, pretty much just like Joey.
So you didn't know Joey before.
I didn't know Joey
before
this.
But you've gotten to know him from the project.
And I'm still doing it.
We're still getting to know Joey. That should be the next project. We're going to save Joey for last because it's exciting. That's why I'm going to tease you. You're going to find out all about this show. But you should be on EternityTV.com right now, and you should have those damn beat-up-ass wallets out right now and given us some money. I'm telling you, Joey is a sweetheart. He's very talented. If you watch the trailer, you are going to want to cash in the coins, the stamp collection. You're going to go steal out of your mother's purse. You will want to donate, and those donation perks are rocking. So let's go to Julie now. Julie, we just talked about you having a birthday. Happy birthday, October 11th.
Thank you.
We would give you the applause, but Albert, thank you. Julie, was that something Karen Grant said? Was it Julie?
Julie.
We're kind of neighbors. You're from Amherst, Massachusetts. East Coast love going on.
Nice.
Are you currently living in New York or?
No, I'm in LA now.
You're living in, and were you a theater actor in New York as well?
I did.
Some secrets going on.
No, I did some theater in New York. I did the production of Prometheus Bound with David Oyelowo, which he freaking was amazing in that. I played Io the cow had no hands.
Oh.
I had like stump hands and I had a big monologue on stage with David and it was incredible. And then after that, I came to L.A.
That's it. That was enough.
All right, I did one off-Broadway show.
I'm telling you, sometimes one play. I used to do theater, so one play, that was enough for
exactly.
me. I did Grapes of Wrath. I had to recover for a month. Okay, so you, you're known for your work on Movie 43, Mad Men, Book Club as Aubrey, Rizzoli and Isles, NCIS. Oh, my God, that Michael Weatherly. He is such a hottie. He's funny. I don't know. I got Jensen and Michael, and they just tip on my seesaw. They're just, oh, my Lord. But he is just funny, isn't he? He's got a
Well, no, actually, I think I did meet him, but I didn't, like,
you didn't have a scene
him.
With him. Yeah.
I just met him.
And you didn't feel the same as I do, do you?
No, he did not raise my temperature 1 degree.
Oh, darn it. And you were on Hawaii 5-0, and the list goes on and on and on. But interestingly, you were also on Supernatural as the character Anna Milton with Jim Beaver. With Bobby Singer. Did you not have a scene together?
Never.
What?
No.
Never.
And you were on so many episodes, not one.
I was on so many, like six.
Yeah. That's a lot in an actor's life.
Actually, in the lifespan of a female character on that show, that is actually pretty good.
It is.
They wouldn't let me have any scenes with her. That's why.
No, I know. No, they just kept killing me off, and then.
I know. How many times did you die? I know you died quite a few.
I died twice. Yeah, but the last time I died was pretty severe. So they're gonna have to do some. The writers are really gonna have to come up with some.
They can bring anybody back on Supernatural. Jim died. He came back. How many times did you die on Supernatural, Jim?
I don't know, a couple. Four
and counting. Because I think you're coming. You got to come back.
I lose track.
If it, for anything, probably. You as well, and maybe Felicia Day, whenever they have the last. I know that they're like
put all
that.
The redheads. Put all the redheads together and just let us battle
it's
it out.
True, they do right? cast a lot of redheads. The mother of Crowley
I think
is a redhead.
I was the
too.
First. I don't know. I think, but I'm not positive. And then they're like, "Wow, this redhead thing is working."
We have luck with the redheads. With the gingers. We have luck with the gingers. Now, I saw again you on Facebook on the cover photo with your husband, your baby, Michael Blackman Beck. Is he an actor as well?
He is. He was actually on Supernatural as well.
What character
was he? He
was
in one episode, the Plucky Pennywhistle's. I think maybe that's what it's called, Plucky Pennywhistle. He played kind of a creepy guy that worked at a like Chuck E. Cheese-ish place and then killed a bunch of parents.
Yes!
He always gets like the really creepy or weird, bizarro characters.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who cares? You got the cute girl.
That tells me something. Yeah. That's right. That's all that matters. Now, what is it like being an actress with a new baby? What's the biggest piece of advice you would give an actor, actress?
In terms of babies?
Oh, you're asking her.
That's a working actress.
We were puzzled, Jim.
No,
and I were like,
as an actress, a female actress who just had a baby and is trying to pursue a career as an actress.
I mean,
it's
I
hard.
Think for years, I've been married for 5 years. I've known since very early on that we wanted to have kids, but we were, you know, I kept saying, well, let me just wait until I book my series regular. We'll wait till season two, okay? And then this, and I would test for things, and, you know, this famous person would get it, and then that famous person would get it. And, you know, so I was like, okay, well, that's not working. So I think my advice is that, you know, you can plan all you want, but you have to live, okay, you have to live your life as well as your career life. You can't just have a career.
Yeah.
You're going to be burnt out. You're not going to have any friends. You're going to...
Yes.
You have to have a fulfilling home life or friend life or a hobby life or whatever it is. You're going to... And it's going to benefit you in your career. You're going to be able to go in with a fresh...
Right. You have new perspectives. It adds a whole. It adds depth to your character. Yeah. There's so much that you'll be able to manage props on the set a lot better.
Yeah, the idea of like trying too hard. I think you can kind of get stuck if you're the kind of person that, you know, like I was when I started. I would submit it every day. I got the breakdowns every day, and I submitted every day. And I and you know, it did help me, actually. I did learn. I navigated my way into getting onto Mad Men without an agent. So it, something worked.
That's right.
But there's so much extraneous energy that you don't realize you're wasting. So I feel like, you know, there's so much advice you could give to someone who's starting out, and it's completely overwhelming. Yeah. But everyone is going to have their own personal path in their career as an actor, just as everyone has their own personal path in their life. And I would say for me, like, it took me thinking, instead of everyone's waiting at the front line to go into the door to get an agent, to get the role, whatever, I'm like, I'm not, there's no point in me waiting in this line.
Right.
So I'm going to, like, see if there's another way in.
Good.
So that kind of idea of looking around the corner, and maybe there's a window.
So you just got to look for it. Now, you just said something where I want it. It's like you're psychic. Mad Men.
Yeah.
How exciting. What I have. Do you know I have yet to watch that show?
Well, it's on Netflix.
I know.
I believe now you can get the full, like,
yes.
1 through 7.
Yes, and I'm waiting. Yeah. I got it in the queue. Because there are so many good shows. I don't even know why you go to the damn theater and spend $40 these days. Everything. I mean, there's so many great shows out. I heard Mad Men was phenomenal. It's in the queue.
It is.
Tell us a little bit about your character. And you were on there for many episodes.
I don't know, 3 seasons. I did about 20 episodes. I played Pete Campbell's secretary, Hildy. And basically, Hildy and Pete really didn't like each other that much. So there were some great moments of, and you know, it was 1960 to 64, I think, is when I ended or something. And I can't say what I want to say as a young secretary in 1960. So there was a lot said in the unspoken moments. And actually, Hildy really was one of the characters that she did kind of get away with saying some stuff to Pete that other people might get in trouble for. And somehow Pete just, I mean, he still hated her, but didn't fire me until they left Sterling Cooper.
Fantastic. For Mad Men fans, there you go. There's your, what did you love most about your character? Because
I think that I loved most about her is that she was somehow daring enough, even though, like, in her personal life, she seemed to be this, like, little wound up, right? Mm-hmm. But she spoke a little more of her mind to Pete than she might have said to Don Draper. You know, like,
right.
she felt, you know, and I like that about her. I like that. And she was also fun because every season she would get drunk and do something really stupid.
Ooh, I'm on board with that.
Those were always the fun episodes.
I'm on board with that. Now, I saw that you have an upcoming movie called Baby Moon, which you shot with your husband and your baby son.
Mm-hmm.
Give us the scoop.
Okay, so this is a story about a couple who are on their baby moon, which is now, I guess, people
What's
do
a baby moon?
So, like, honeymoons, right after you get married, you have a honeymoon.
Yeah.
So baby moons are this new thing, I guess, now where, I didn't do it, but where you, once you're pregnant, like, somewhere within that pregnancy, you go and have one last big adventure with your partner, and then you can go have a baby and then, like, never do anything ever again.
Okay. Okay.
So in this baby moon, the couple goes to this made-up South American country, and they kind of have an argument, and the husband leaves and gets kidnapped by some rebels, and then this big kind of adventure, like Jewel of the Nile style.
Comedy, so it's a comedy.
It's a comedy adventure.
Is it a short or?
No, it's a feature.
It's a full
film.
Feature.
It's really funny.
Did you write it?
I did not write it. Bailey Kobe,
okay.
Double Entente Productions, he wrote it, and hopefully we'll be seeing
it. What stage is it in?
Well, right now it's being edited, so I'm hoping maybe in the festivals next year.
Yes.
We'll
submit it to Burbank, because I'm one of the screeners for Burbank Film Festival.
I will
Festival.
Let him know. Absolutely.
There's a strong chance that it'll be chosen. Oh, gosh. Okay. So, lastly, and we're going to move on to Joey, because
okay.
we have... a long time ago, You were Lindsay Lohan's stand-in and photo double for her role in Chapter 27.
Yes. Wow.
And for the last month of shooting, Just My Luck. So, first of all, this is an actor question.
You heard it here first.
Yes,
folks.
You heard it here first. Actually, I found it on IMDb. People don't go to the trivia section. That's the first thing I go to. I really rely on that a lot for my job. This is a weird question for you, probably, but what is the job of a stand-in? Now, the reason I ask that is I went to a sitcom career class by Mary Lou Belli, two-time Emmy winner, love her, and it was pointed out that it's a lot harder than you think it is, because one of the jobs is to give the actress you're standing in for all the notes that took place while you were standing in for them.
Right.
One, is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. So basically for me, the reason why I decided to do stand-in work, I was in New York and I felt like it would benefit me to get experience on set, not just being an extra.
Yes.
Because being an extra
wise.
Is great. You get experience. Yeah. You see how it goes. But being a stand-in, when the actor is getting touched up and when they're setting, or marking the scene with lights and everything, you do their lines, you do everything, you do all the movement so that, the lighting people and the cinematographer, they can all see and make sure everything works.
Right.
So, so it's...
And you're getting
job.
Notes for the actor. And do you really give it to them? Or yeah. I would have thought it was like the director or script supervisor.
No, I mean,
but
not
heard
notes like acting, like this is how you do
just
the
like
scene,
blocking.
But like, so on this line, make sure that you are up to the banister so that they can get you in the shot, basically. So it's just little things like that.
But it's your job to do that. So.
And I took that job very seriously. I had my ex, and I did not move off that ex. I was like the most serious stand-in. I stood there. We were shooting everything outside in the winter, and I just stood there until, like, sometimes they forget that the stand-in's still standing there.
Yeah! Right? They just leave you lunch!
I
went to lunch!
I was still on my mark when they got back from lunch.
It rained and snowed.
And then the first AD is like, oh, sweetie, you should have eaten.
No, there's no eating in the life of a stand-in.
That's right. That's dedication.
Oh, good. Yeah. Let's get to... Oh, lastly, did you ever experience any spookies growing up in going to college in Salem, Massachusetts?
Not when I was in college, but I have friends that live in town now in a house, in a very old house, and... About two summers ago, I was spending the night, and I love paranormal. I believe in it, but I never had any personal experiences to be like, and I'm like a skeptic believer.
Yeah.
I'm going to debunk everything until I can't do that anymore. So, we were sleeping, it was the middle of the night, and they had a baby, and he woke up, and so I heard them go in, and then I heard them like singing a lullaby or whatever. And then I went back to sleep, and then I woke up in the morning, and I was like, what was that lullaby you were singing, Gavin? And they both looked at me and said, we weren't singing.
Oh, no!
Gulp.
And they were like, that was Alice. And I was like,
Alice?
They're like, she used to live here. She sings. And they even had another night where it was just Catherine was home alone, taking a bath by herself, and she started singing, and then all of a sudden there was harmony.
Oh, wow. My God.
So, and I've been back every summer. I spend a couple nights at their house, and I'm like, all right, I'm ready, Alice.
Yes!
Yeah. And she's yet to sing again for us.
Oh, darn it.
So let's take this opportunity to announce our new horror film.
Yes!
Alice.
There is a
horror.
Alice does.
McNiven and written by Joey Adams.
Alice does live here. Okay, last question. How did you get involved with the Internity Project?
So, yeah, for me, I think I'm...
Did you know Joey before?
I did not know Joey.
Okay.
And apparently, when I met with him recently, he said, Julie, we actually had you in mind for this role.
True.
And
wow.
For some reason, it never got to me. And then, so a fan tweeted that I would be a great guest star. And I saw Jim was involved. And I've told Jim in the past, anything that you're doing,
and
if there's a role for me, I don't need to read the script.
Yeah.
I'm glad I did, because it's a great script.
We
took
advantage of that.
I'm involved.
Who's your character, and what do you feel is her greatest contribution or strength?
So I play a young intern, Sarah Cohen, who is, I would say, not quite sure exactly who she is yet. She's just moved into Portland from LA. So she's new to town. She's new to this program. And she tries really, really, really hard. But sometimes when we try too hard, we make a big mess of things.
Oh.
So she always, I feel like she's someone who always has the best of intentions, but, you know, kind of gets carried away.
I like that. Sometimes. That sounds like an interesting
character. She's a,
she's a great character. She has a huge heart. She wants to join the Peace Corps when she gets her medical license. Oh. She's a great character. Really excited to have Julie.
Julie is the personification.
Well, it's funny because when I read the breakdown,
when
he sent me the breakdown, I was like, oh, yeah,
I want to do that.
I said, I really did think of you for this. I'm not making that up. It's really true.
Yeah.
And,
wow. Well, we will see Miss Julie McNiven when she is on Internity. Now, let's move on to Joey. tell us, first of all, I know your background's in theater. You were on and off Broadway in touring productions. And that's correct, right?
Yes.
Because I
got
it off IMDb. I never know. You were also on Bones, Law & Order, Body Approved, Karen Sisko, Numbers.
Yes.
Did you always want to make the transition into film and television when you were doing theater?
To be honest, I was making so much money doing theater.
That's a joke for people.
I'm teasing. It never occurred to me. I got my SAG card when I was about 5 years old in a commercial. And I'd done little stuff as a kid. It never occurred to me that actors... This seems backwards, I know. It never occurred to me that actors made a living in film and television. I always wanted to do theater, and I always wanted to be on Broadway, so it kind of never occurred to me. So after, you know, going to college in New York and going through that process, I just kept coming out to L.A. for pilots. And
what did you do on Broadway?
In 1776, I broke my collarbone doing that.
Oh my God, a concussion, broken collarbone. Theater is not for you.
Concussion was during a show called Dinah Was. And then what else happened to me? Something else. I broke a toe doing Equus off Broadway. So theater is not for sissies.
There's a big ass hint coming your way.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, there were hints. You made the right choice coming to L.A. Now, you are the writer for the new show, Internity.
Yes.
Now, where did this idea come from, and what can we expect to see as viewers?
Well, I hope we're describing the show as sort of as Scrubs meets ER, and they go to Comic-Con together. And what we mean by that is it's a dramedy. It's comedy and it's drama. And then there's this fantasy element, because every episode will have either a theme or some guest stars from an old TV show or film or the Comic-Con world. The character I played, Dr. Nate, is someone that had sort of a rough background, a tough childhood, grew up watching TV as an escape from that. Mm. So everything that he does in his life now, he views it through the lens of TV logic, and that lends itself to these daydreams and fantasy sequences where the actual cast members from old shows appear in
our
new show.
Oh, I love how he opened that up.
So it gives us we think it's a fun idea to have basically half all of our favorite actors and all of our friends.
Oh, well, you got one of the world's favorite that I know of, Michael Dorn, who's directing it, Worf.
So we're taking advantage of that and doing a Star Trek The Next Generation reunion scene for our pilot episode. And we've got a list. Julie wants to do a Doctor Who episode, think that's going to be number two.
Yeah, I definitely have been wanting to cosplay. Amy Pond, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I really do know who that is.
Yes.
Like, what's that redhead's name?
Oh, we've already missed three episodes of the Doctor Who. I'm so upset. I didn't even know it started.
So we think it's a fun way, and we're trying to get more Supernatural cast members on board. And, we think it's an endless – there are endless possibilities for guest stars. But, you know, the core of the show is really
– Now, Deanna Troi. What is she the main
Marina
character?
Marina Sirtis is the 50-year-old woman that goes back to medical school after the kids have gone to college. And so she's sort of reinventing herself after a divorce.
So the characters are people in her life and at the hospital.
Right. So where this is Internity is about it's a misfit group of interns all trying to survive intern hell. That's what the name means. Intern sort of
eternity, like eternity, eternity, yeah. Purgatory. Yeah.
Exactly.
Love it. We briefly described it earlier, but can you tell us your favorite dream sequence and the opportunities to bring guest star back? Are you bringing someone back that is your fantasy person, like from your favorite?
You know, gosh, there's probably so many. I can be honest, my fantasy is seeing the show made because everybody that I wanted to be in the show has said yes so far. Everyone we sent the script to has said yes, from Jim to Marina to Julie to Carla Jimenez, who's
Tracy,
who's funny. Hilarious, mm-hmm. To Richard Riccolo, to Michael Dorn, so on and so on. We have the scripts out to a couple other people, so hopefully we'll announce some more.
Well, what's
soon,
great about you're so young for you to come up with, I know it's a comedy, but you tackle some serious themes and
tough stuff,
you know,
especially Jim's character, Jim being the fantastic. Jim's very funny, as anyone who knows his work
yes,
knows.
Yes, he is. He's bringing the funny.
He's a brilliant, brilliant, and accomplished dramatic actor, so we had to, you know, allow him to bring some of that gravitas.
Yes,
to the
he's
show.
Bringing a lot. He'll be bringing a lot for sure.
Yeah, I got buttloads of gravitas.
You got gravitas. It's coming out. Oh, no. What happened? Where'd the gong come from?
The gong means it's time.
Oh, it's time. Oh, I know. We're just getting started. So I love how some of the things that you are tackling are redemption, second chances, addiction, recovery,
yes.
And most importantly, ageism. Which I love.
Right, right. There, I'm sure lots of viewers, it's no secret that there aren't millions of quality roles for women of all ages on television at the moment. So we're trying to, in some small way, help that. We have a lot of strong female leads in the show, one of whom is Marina, who plays the 50-year-old. And then we have some younger roles, Carla and Julie, of course. But the point is, all of our women, you know, are very strong and very capable, and I think they do a good job of representing women everywhere.
Yes. Now, last question is, I know that you decided to go with a fixed funding
yes.
campaign. So I just want everyone to be aware of this. He decided on this. That basically means that if he doesn't meet his goal, this project will not
exactly. No,
be
there's
made.
No show.
There's no show.
So what we're doing, this is the, to my knowledge, this is the first actor-created, fan-funded series in existence, and we're trying to make it and then, of course, sell it to a network. We can't do that without fans. So that's why we're practically begging everyone.
Yes, we're begging you because we only have 3 weeks left.
Exactly.
Less than 3 weeks. If you can, even if it's a dollar, they'll accept it. But even if you can't give any money, another great way to help is to share it.
Yeah.
Promote it via Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn even, Instagram, Vine, Pinterest.
Whatever they have.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whatever the kids are doing.
Whatever the kids are doing. that if you're so damn broke, you can't even pay attention. Pay attention, you know, and get your little finger going and at least share it. But if you even give a dollar, you'll be part of what Joey is. And Joey's going to be huge. I really believe that. He's going to be a huge writer in this industry. So you want to say that you're one of the first people who gave him some coins, some shiny little pennies.
Please.
Actually, we want more
cards,
things are green.
Checks.
Yes, PayPal,
gold.
Visa, MasterCard.
Bitcoins,
and you,
I don't know.
Yeah, coins.
No Bitcoin.
So anything that you have, we only have 3 weeks. Now, I'm going to continue to promote it every week on my radio show. I'm also going to be tweeting it and doing all the things that you do. But Joey is lovely. So please.
Thank you for having
us. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so
it's going to be exciting. You've got to watch this trailer. He is funny. I'm telling you.
And
you can't go wrong.
There's three videos.
Yeah, there's more to come. So stay tuned. But Jim's video is super unnatural, starring Jim Beaver.
That's right.
Then we have Afternoon Tea with Marina Sirtis.
Yes.
I have to check that one out. And then we're going to have some more on the way.
What happens, Joey? Tell them how serious this is. We're going to do the Jerry Lewis telethon feeling here.
The truth
What's going to happen if we don't get that money?
We are doing a fan-funded show. Without fans, there is no show. So literally, we have an all-or-nothing campaign, which means if we don't reach our goal, all the money is returned and we get nothing. So
And you get nothing. You.
Yeah.
And the people who have been supporting us, they don't get their perks. They just get their money back. So it's a lose-lose situation, but it's a win-win situation if we all come together.
But I told Joey, even if we don't raise it, because it's 100,000 is the goal. I think we're up to 13,000 now, 3 weeks to go. So if everybody listening, because we have millions of listeners here, even if you're in a foreign country, I know I got a huge fan base in, where is it, Albert? Germany? Slovenia. Don't ask. Wow. I don't know.
Well, we love it. We love
so
it.
Even if you're in a foreign country, I imagine when they all handle that on Indiegogo. So just give us some drachmas. Is that still a coin?
Probably.
Drachmas. Rubies? Give us some rubies. Something. Drachmas. Pesos. Give us some money. And even if we don't reach the goal, I don't want you to give up this project.
We
because
can't give up. We have such an amazing cast.
Because I'm telling you, I just shot a music video on an iPhone, okay? Tangerine from the Sundance Film Festival shot on 3 iPhones. We can do it.
Wow.
Okay?
Thanks, everybody.
I want you to say goodbye to your fans, Joey, and then we'll go Julie and Jim.
I'm not sure I have any, but please check us out at Indiegogo, guys. Eternity.
Yes,
Julie, real quick.
Thank you so much, and please, you have to check out the website.
Eternity.
EternityTV.com
or Indiegogo. Search
and Jim?
All I can say is don't be an idiot.
Don't be. Jensen, give us some money.
Come on, guys.
Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you next week
on
Question Reality. Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona right here on LA Talk Radio.